This podcast was made available to you by Wishik Enterprises, helping artists create a presence on the web at www.wishek.com.
Talk to me.
Welcome to Shutterbug Magazine Radio, brought to you by NewDarkRoom.com with your host, Jack Warren.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Shutterbug Magazine Radio Show. I'm Jack, the voice of photographers. And since 1994, Judy Herman and Michael Stark of Herman and Stark Digital Photography in Ellicott City, Maryland, have been producing cutting-edge digital still life and people photography. These photographers are dedicated to shooting stock, commercial, and inventive photography, and their award-winning digitally captured and manipulated images are stunning, provocative, intriguing, and have appeared in numerous publications, including Arts, PEI, How, Digital Imaging, Digital Capture, Big Picture, Photo District News, and on the cover of Photo Mall magazine at photomall, FOTOMALL.com today for us. Herman and Stark are known in the commercial photography industry world for their lighting. Recently, the two have incorporated Cinebron Imaging's high-quality, precision-manufactured lighting and camera gear as a critical part of their photography equipment arsenal, such as Broncolor's Para FB umbrellas. Welcome to the show, Judy and Mike.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome to the show. Let's start with you, Judy, since you seemed a little more timid. Mike, he spoke right in there. But now, Judy, you got to get real close to the microphone and tell us, how did you get your start?
Well, I've actually been working with photography since I was very young. My dad gave me my first camera when I was about 8 years old. I took my first darkroom class when I was 12. And continued on through college. So it's for me, it's been a lifelong passion.
Oh, so it's been a love since you were little.
Absolutely.
You have the same story, Mike, or when did you get started?
No, I have quite the opposite story. I never picked up a camera until I was about 20 years old, and it actually took a lot of arm twisting to get me to do so. And not to make a long story of it, but it was a little bit of a bumpy start, and after I found myself in a dark room, I was hooked on photography for absolutely ever.
Forever. Well, you know, Herman and Stark are known in the commercial photography world for innovative and provocative photography. So tell me a little bit about, Judy, where do you draw your inspiration from?
Well, you know, we look at a lot of work. We try to really pay attention to kind of what's going on in the world around us. And truthfully, not only are we looking at the work that other photographers are doing, but we're also looking at the work of other artists, paying attention to kind of what's going on in the world around us, what's going on in the news, and really sort of trying to tap into, you know, sort of the world around us.
And Mike, I know you guys work together as a tandem. How do you do that? I mean, is that easy, difficult? How do you collaborate?
Yeah, most people find it pretty surprising how easily and politely Judy and I get along and work together. We have a just an amazing work relationship, and yeah, basically Judy and I have different areas of expertise, and when for example we're photographing people, you're going to find Judy behind the camera. When we're doing still life, you're going to find me behind the camera, and I'm usually the person tweaking the lighting. And on still life, you're going to find Judy doing her magic to styling the sets.
So basically, Judy is doing some of the creative work inspired, I mean, and collaborates with you, and then you work on the lighting on the technical side, and then if the situation calls for it, you just switch roles.
Exactly. Yeah, and we've been working together for a long time. It's been almost 20 years. So we started working together in our early 20s, and you know, over that time, we've just developed a really good sense of sort of what needs to happen and where we each fit in well. And it's kind of funny because a lot of times clients will talk about the fact that we seem to read each other's minds on set, that, you know, it's like Mike needs something and I'm already there handing it to him before he has a chance to open his mouth and vice versa.
Well, there you go. You just don't want to think bad thoughts, you know. You keep those good thoughts going. Well, you know, I just think it's an interesting story because a lot of photographers, they're mono. They kind of shoot by themselves, and you guys work together, and that's hard to find. It's hard to find good synergy. Let's talk a little bit about the importance of lighting. I know you guys do a lot of commercial shooting. We have on the cover of Photo Mall today a terrifically well-lit shot. And I just wanted to ask you guys, you know, I'll start with you, Mike, on the lighting. What is your secret, and what about this new equipment that you're using?
What is our secret? If I knew what the secret was, oh my gosh, I would have something there.
You'd sell it, right?
No, Judy and I are very open, and we are always always very willing to share with others. To be honest, I don't know if there really is any one secret.
I think if I can interrupt for a second, I think that the big thing is, you know, when it comes to lighting, to sort of, you know, do your homework, know what it is that you're looking for, figure out how you want to achieve it. In the shot in particular that you're referencing, we used one of our favorite lighting tools, which is this Cinar Braun product. It's called a Para FB. And it's basically a gigantic parabolic reflector. It looks like a satellite dish. In fact, you can actually, it's sort of hard to describe, but you can see, your listeners can see a photo of it if they go to cinarbraun.com. They would have to click on Braun Color and then click on the link to Umbrellas, and they'll see a link for the Para FB. But these things are enormous. The smallest one is about 6 feet in diameter, and it gives a really fantastic quality of light.
And when you're using that type of equipment now, I mean, is size important? The size of the product that you're photographing using that type of equipment, is that important?
Yeah, it can be very important. I mean, basically, you know, you always want to match your light to what it is you're photographing. And one of the really neat things about the Cinar Braun Color Para is that it is a very flexible light source, meaning it gives you lots of different effects, and we hope to kind of go over some of that as we're looking at some of our images.
Well, let's get into the images.
Sure.
Let's send everybody to Photomall, FOTOMALL.com. They were kind enough to loan us some images for discussion today, and let's take them one at a time. Who wants to go first? Judy?
Sure.
Let's talk about the man smiling with the necklace in image number one.
Sure. That's a photograph of a model, Robert Neuscher, that we captured for a magazine cover. And the real key with this image was that we wanted to have very sculptural light. We wanted to have the shot be very three-dimensional and have a lot of energy. And what was very cool about using the Cinar Braun Para is that the para focuses the light, and it gives you very crisp, very clean light, but it also gives you light that covers a fair amount of space, which means that your model doesn't have to stay in a really precise spot. So, you know, working with this model, we were able to have Robert, you know, kind of move around. He could dance a little. He could mug for the camera. He could play. He could be very loose. He didn't have to sort of hit a certain point in order for the lighting to work, and yet we were still able to get this very rich, dimensional sort of lighting happening.
Well, and it is excellent. It's very rich. If you're just joining us, go to Photomall, FOTOMALL.com. In the Hall of Fame gallery, we have images by Judy Herman and Mike Stark. And we're talking about the images one at a time. The first one is a male model we just discussed. Image number two, let's talk about the woman wearing black. Now, this is an image similarly lit. How are you able to achieve this in the same manner that you achieved the other one, or did you use a different technique?
Yeah, with this image, it's true. It gives you a very similar kind of feeling to it. However, the approach was quite different than the approach that we took with the first image with Robert. The second image, we were not lucky enough to have the para at that time, and what we've really found now is now that we've been working with Apero, it's really amazingly evident at how long we were spending trying to achieve perfect lighting. So with this second shot, it does give you an effect that is very similar. But however, with this second shot, it required us to use four separate lights. And it took about an hour and a half just to get everything set up and to be perfect.
Yeah, and in this day and age, time is money. And also, it cuts down on your creative flow if you're spending all your time setting up the equipment.
Absolutely. And it's also a lot of stuff to haul around. I mean, one of the things about working as a professional photographer and doing a lot of location photography is that we literally haul 400 to 500 pounds worth of gear on every shoot. So anything that we can do to lighten that load, I can tell you, I'm grateful.
I certainly can understand that. Well, let's move to image number three. We've got the man in the jeans. Now, are there any challenges that you face lighting-wise when you're working with celebrities whose time might be limited? This is obviously a celebrity.
This is Baltimore Ravens football player Mark Clayton. And he is a lovely, lovely guy and very sweet. But, yes, when you're working with celebrities or really anyone that's under a very tight time frame, like when you're
shooting doctors. Okay, Judy, I'm going to stop you right there. We're going to come back in a minute more with Judy Herman and Mike Stark, and we're going to talk about photographing celebrities. You're listening to the Shutterbug Magazine radio show syndicated by Brain Food Media. Stay with us.
If you're a professional photographer looking for a complete solution for selling your photos on the internet, you need to check out morephotos.com. With morephotos.com, you have a complete arsenal of tools to add your own photos to the front page, create a huge portfolio or gallery section to show what you can do, and even advertise your products, services, and prices. From viewing to sales, you will increase your productivity and your customer satisfaction. You'll be able to protect your photos from theft with watermarks, create different price lists for different events, build a database of your customers for mass mailings, Christmas card lists, or satisfaction follow-up. Do you want to personalize your products for your customers and skyrocket your sales? No problem. Morephotos.com can do it. You'll have everything you need to create a professional-looking website and collect the money without having to become a web designer or a programmer. Find out more by logging on to morephotos.com.
We all spend more than we should during the holidays, buying gifts and getting wrapped up in the spirit of giving. That's the good part. The bad part comes when you open your credit card bill and think to yourself, how am I going to pay this? Have you found yourself saying, if I could make just a little extra money, it would sure make life easier? If you're looking for the right opportunity to be able to work from home, be with your kids, and earn money, you owe it to yourself to log on to workfromhomewithus.com. That's right, workfromhomewithus.com. Enter your email address, view the online presentation, and decide for yourself if this is for you. Order your information kit right now and get started earning money. There's no cold calling, no selling soap to friends or family. Join thousands of people just like you that earn money from home. Log on right now and hear from real-life people who have already found success with workfromhomewithus.com. What are you waiting for? That's workfromhomewithus.com. That's right, workfromhomewithus.com.
Your photos should be on a postcard. Go to getcashforphotos.com and get a free 7-part course on how to select photos that sell. You can make money from photos you've already taken if you know how to select them. And that's exactly what you'll learn in How to Select Photos That Sell. You'll get surefire tips that have kept professional photographers in business year after year. Tips like what to look for in photos that double their selling price, how to beat the competition, and when you should take multiple shots of your subject. Not only will you be able to select profitable photos, you'll automatically start taking photos that sell, no matter where you are, even if you're on vacation. Imagine how you'll feel and how impressed your friends will be when they see your photo on the cover of a national magazine or on a postcard. To get your free 7-part course, go to getcashforphotos.com. That's getcashforphotos.com.
If you struggle with quality when it comes to your product shots or would like to bring them in-house to save money, consider Photosimile. This PC-controlled photography studio is like having a professional photographer on staff. In fact, in seconds, anyone can use Photosimile to obtain professional photography results. The controlled lighting environment inside of the light box yields shadow-free images that are perfect for websites, online auctions, product catalogs, and more. Simply place items in the light box, preview them on your monitor, and click Snap in the Photosimile software to take a picture. Images are automatically sent from camera to PC via USB for immediate viewing, editing, and saving. Photosimile also features watermarking, annotation, and batch saving capabilities. To learn more about Photosimile and how you can take product pictures like a pro, go to photosimile.com. That's photo, S-I-M-I-L-E.com.
On behalf of our WS Radio hosts, we encourage you to log on to our WS Radio Mall. It's a virtual mall stocked full of special offers and savings you won't find anywhere else. We have something for everyone. Tools to start or grow your business, services that will improve your mind, body, and soul, and unique products created just for the WS Radio Mall. Simply log on to WSRadioMall.com and stroll down the many stores we now have open. All products and services you see are from our WS Radio hosts, partners, and advertisers, so you know that what you see is what you'll get. The WS Radio Mall is also a featured eBay store. WS Radio has been an eBay seller since 1999, and we're proud of our 7-year track record. Take a moment and visit WSRadioMall.com for a unique shopping experience, and check back frequently as the mall is opening new stores all the time. That's www.WSRadioMall.com.
Talk to me.
Information, news, and entertainment on demand.
Welcome back to Shutterbug Magazine Radio, brought to you by NewDarkRoom.com, with your host, Jack Warren.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jack, the voice of photographers. And if you've just joined us, we're speaking with commercial photographers Judy Herman and Mike Stark. And before the break, Judy, we were just getting into a photograph that you have, and we learned that it's a photograph of Baltimore Ravens football player Mark Clayton, and we were going to find out if there are any special or unique problems, since these celebrities seem to have limited amounts of time. How do you get the good shot in a hurry?
Yeah, I think you really hit it right on there. The big thing is you really have to get in and out quickly. And working, for example, with the para is a big key to that. With that lighting equipment, it allows us to quickly get in there very easily, set it up, and without a whole lot of fussing around, I can perfect the lighting within a very, very short time. And at that point, that allows Judy to step in and just develop time to have a rapport with the model.
Okay.
So when we're working with celebrities or really anyone that has limited time, if we're shooting in studio, we have the luxury of being able to pre-light. We can have our light set up without bothering them. But in this particular shot, we were actually photographing in Mark Clayton's home. So every moment that we're there is a moment that we're taking up his time and his space. So what was cool with this shot was that because we were able to use a limited amount of lighting equipment, we were able to get all of our, to show up, get all of our stuff up to the fourth floor where he wanted to be photographed, set our lights up, get him photographed, actually edit the shots on the computer with him right there and then. We packed up and left his house within about 90 minutes of arrival.
Wow.
And, for him then to, when he goes back and talks to his publicist and talks back with other people about the experience, he's going to say, yeah, this was great. It didn't take much time. It was easy. He got to see the shots right then and there. It's a win-win for everybody.
Yeah, it's all positive then. And you mentioned the para. I want to just, and for those of you who have just joined us, go to Photomall, FOTOMALL.com, and go to the Hall of Fame Gallery. You'll see the Herman and Stark Gallery there. The images we're talking about image number 3 currently, but we're going to move to number 4. And before we do, you mentioned para, and I don't want to shortchange because not everybody is familiar. It's Braun Colors Para FB Umbrella. Is that what we're talking about?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay. And you gave a website once before if people wanted to see what it looked like. What is that website?
It is cinarbron.com. It's S like Sam, INARBRON.com.
Okay. Let's move on to image number 4. Now we're getting into some stuff that kind of gives me the heebie-jeebies, to be honest.
Oh,
this is a soft window-lit type image, but looks like she's got a snake. Tell us about that one.
Actually, it's actually a necklace of feathers.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because on my notes, I have here a snake. So I'm going to ask everybody to click on that image, and let's get it up closer. Me with my eyes. You can enlarge it by clicking on the image, and then we can actually see what I'm looking at. Oh, yes, it is feathers. Okay, I got it. Well, tell us about that image.
So once again, using a very large light source like the Para FB allows you to achieve this kind of very soft light that yet wraps around the subject. So you can see that, like, in the very first shot that we looked at, the magazine cover shot where we had that really dimensional lighting, the Para was positioned off to one side of the model, and that gave us that depth and that dimensionality. Whereas with this shot, the model's actually facing right into the light. So I'm looking at the model from the side, but she's looking directly into our light source. And even though the light is very directional and it's focused coming straight at her, the light source is large enough that the light still wraps around, and we get those nice highlights on her hair.
Wow, and the highlights really make the image. I also like the effect of the lighting, the way it sits on her face.
Now, I just wanted to throw in, we talked about the Para being a very flexible light source, and with this, I just wanted to throw in that we're using the Para with this diffusion panel in place, so it does mimic and give you that very soft window-lit look.
That's what I was going to say. It does. It almost looks like natural lighting. That's really impressive how it works. Well, this is we're starting to run out of time. Can you guys hang around for one more segment so we can finish these images?
Sure.
Okay, great. When we come back, the next image up, we're looking at a pair of legs. We're going to talk about legs. We're going to talk about commercial photography. We're speaking with Judy Herman and Mike Stark. You're listening to the Shutterbug Magazine Radio Show, syndicated by Brain Food Media.
If you want to stop eBay shoppers dead in their tracks with attention-getting photos, check out the Deflector from SharpPix.com. The Deflector is a portable studio for product photography that resembles a large briefcase. It unfolds into a tabletop background stand with an integrated reflective background that gives you web-quality pictures with your own digital camera. You get an even white background without hassle and without hours of editing. Your items will look like they're floating in air, just like the glossy photos you see in Premier mail order catalogs. The Deflector is your own personal photo studio designed to work with a flash as the main light source. Eye-catching pictures can skyrocket your sales on eBay. And now, with the Deflector, your products will stand out from the rest. And at a fraction of the cost and none of the headaches of hiring a professional photographer. Here's your secret weapon to outsell the competition. Finally, web-quality photography for the rest of us. Go to SharpPix.com. That's SharpPix.com.
Talk to me.
Information, news, and entertainment on demand.
WSRadio.com.
Are you overwhelmed with all the choices for buying a digital camera? Do your eyes glaze over when reading about resolution and removable media? Well, BetterPhoto.com can help with our unique digital camera calculator. you can find your ideal digital camera in 5 minutes or less. You don't have to know squat about megapixels, histograms, or any other techno-geek features. Just click on a series of pictures so we know the kinds of photos you want to take. And in just a few seconds, you'll get an unbiased list of different digital cameras that'll be perfect for you and your budget. And we'll tell you exactly why we picked those specific cameras from the over 800 cameras in our database. You'll be absolutely sure you're getting exactly the camera you want. And best of all, it's free. Wouldn't you rather be taking pictures instead of researching cameras? Let our digital camera calculator take the frustration out of buying a digital camera. Visit BetterPhoto.com now.
Attention photographers, NewDarkRoom.com, one of the fastest growing resources on the internet for premium royalty-free stock photography, is looking for your best photos. Our site visitors spend a lot of time perusing our large community-driven photo library, and your photos could be a part of it all. It's easy to contribute your own work for sale. Our site visitors are companies and individuals looking for royalty-free stock photos to use in their websites or other projects. We invite you to sign up today and offer your own photos for sale. There are no fees or extra charges to become a member of NewDarkRoom.com, and it's easy to contribute your own work for sale. So sign up today to be part of one of the fastest growing stock photography sites on the internet. www.NewDarkRoom.com. Start uploading your own work for sale today. NewDarkRoom.com.
Ooh, those stale odors you smell inside your home or office are most likely bacteria, mold, or mildew. Now, Lasting Planet offers you Hygienic Air, the natural solution to clean your environment. Effective in sick buildings, Hygienic Air is clinically tested and proven to help eliminate mold and mildew. Placed in a room or HVAC system, the continuous action of Hygienic Air lasts for months, protecting your home, office, car, RV, or boat. It also comes in a non-aerosol spray that works on contact, actually penetrating the micromembrane where pathogens live. Environmentally safe, it generates no ozone, needs no electricity, and uses no harsh or caustic chemicals, just pharmaceutical-grade tea tree oil, farmed as a renewable resource. Visit our website, lastingplanet.com, to learn how Hygienic Air cleans the air you breathe. Lastingplanet.com, environmentally conscious products to improve your life and your world. Our world, lastingplanet.com. Dealer inquiries invited.
Hey, Bob, we got the invitation to your daughter's birthday party with her picture on the postage. My wife is going gaga over it. How'd you do it?
It was pretty easy. I just went to the pictureitpostage.com website, uploaded the picture, and they shipped me Picture It postage stamps. They're a licensed vendor of the U.S. Postal Service, so it's real postage. Now I get to put my personal stamp on all my cards and letters. You wouldn't believe all the compliments I've been getting from everyone.
My wife's gonna flip when she hears how easy it is to create real U.S. postage with her own pictures. She's been showing off your invitation to everybody at the office, and they're all coming up with ideas for how they want to use them for wedding invitations, holiday cards, birth announcements, thank you cards, and who knows what else. What was the name of that site again?
It's PictureItPostage.com. That's PictureItPostage.com. You're gonna love it.
Talk to me.
Welcome back to Shutterbug Magazine Radio, brought to you by NewDarkRoom.com, with your host, Jack Warren.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jack, the voice of photographers. And when we come back from the news, which we're going to go to shortly, we're going to be speaking with Judy Herman and Mike Stark, commercial photographers extraordinaire, and we're going to talk about photographing legs. So be sure to stay tuned. Now stand by for the news.
Welcome to Shutterbug Magazine Radio's Photo News, brought to you by PR Newswire.
CVS Pharmacy announced the national launch of its Digital Sundays program. The national program offers consumers advice on printing digital pictures. Workshops will be held every Sunday from noon to 2 p.m. through August. According to the Photo Marketing Association, 2007 was a strong year for processors of prints from digital photographs. Prints made from digital images increased 46%, while online ordering as a sales channel grew at a rate of 114% in the 12 months ended January 2007. Digital cameras rank as the top Mother's Day gift choice, according to a national survey commissioned by Circuit City Stores. 20% of mothers who responded to the survey said they would choose a digital camera as their Mother's Day gift.
This has been Shutterbug Magazine Radio's Photo News, brought to you by PR Newswire.
Welcome back, and we're speaking with Judy Herman and Mike Starkey. Excuse me, Stark. I keep pronouncing, I don't keep. I guess I've been doing it pretty good so far. Have I, Mike?
Definitely.
But the spelling has that E on the end. Kind of throws me there. Well, let's talk about legs, you guys, because if you're just joining us at Photomall, FOTOMALL.com, in the Hall of Fame Gallery, picture number 5, right in the middle, we have a pair of legs. And, well, what are the challenges when you're shooting still life versus portraits anyway?
But we included this image as sort of a transition piece because it is a photo of a person, but it was really treated like a still life. And the big difference between photographing people and photographing still life in general is that with still life, you are able to work with very, very precise lighting, whereas with people, you really have to set up your lighting to allow the person to be able to move around a bit. Otherwise, the shots get so posed that, you can kind of see that discomfort coming through on the person's face. So here we had to treat a person as a still life. And it was kind of an interesting challenge because the lighting was so precise that our model had to hold really still. And, that kind of situation requires a lot of patience from the model, and it also requires us to kind of set stuff up so that the model can hold on to things so that she's not tempted to move around while we're shooting. And one of the things that I always find kind of fascinating about photo shoots is what you don't see. You know, the camera shows this very precise little box, and outside of that, chaos rules. There's just a mess of stuff all over the set.
I bet.
And all you see is that perfect image from the camera's point of view.
Yeah, I bet. That brings up a point here. I'm going to bring on our resident photo expert, Mr. Jim Modke. He's the founder of BetterPhoto.com. He helps people with their personal photography and does the radio show immediately following mine. Welcome to the show, Jim.
Hello, Jack. Thanks for having me. I don't know if I'd call myself an expert, but ha.
Well, listen, we have a couple of experts on the show today, Judy Herman and Mike Starkey. I don't know if you've had a chance to listen to any of this.
Absolutely. Yeah, and these are the masters that we can all learn from.
What, do you have any questions about this image of the legs?
Sure, absolutely. As I'm looking through all the images at Photo Mall, I'm just so impressed, you guys, with the lighting. And I just keep wondering, and I think probably, thousands of people listening wonder this too, how do you learn to light like this? Where would you recommend that someone start when they want to try to learn this technique? Is there a place or a way where they can pick it up? Or do you guys just, kind of noodle around and try things and trial and error, see what works?
That is a really good question.
I think, Mike has this uncanny instinct for lighting. It just seems to, he'll walk into a room and immediately he's just like, okay, light there, done, For the rest of us, I think it is a little bit more of a challenge. And one of the cool things about digital photography and digital cameras in general is that, you can shoot frame after frame after frame after frame after frame without the expense that you had with film and processing and printing. I really encourage people to play around and to experiment. And a lot of times when we're giving seminars, we'll encourage our students to look at magazines and look at images that other photographers have produced and then try to recreate that, by looking at things like if you look at the catch lights, the reflections in the model's eyes, you can often tell what kind of light source was used. Was it a hard light? Was it a soft light? Was it a soft box or an umbrella, and play around with those different tools in order to see what kinds of effects they all produce.
Well, for instance, this next image, the image of the hairspray can, how do you achieve that kind of lighting in the background and still get such a clear shot of the can of hairspray?
Yeah, that is kind of one of our trademark looks, and especially with products, nothing has to be perfect in a single moment. So with this image here, for example, the background is actually white seamless paper. And all of the highlight and shadow you see was created by holding various shapes in front of the light source, and will typically take many different captures, and then we stack them together in Photoshop, and we use different blend modes to make a cohesive environment. So this was I think this one was about 7 different exposures on the background, and then the actual product itself was 2 different exposures.
Jim?
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm just really impressed too, and I love hearing that technique and the idea that it's just white seamless paper, and you just kind of mold it with the various shadows. That's what I get.
Exactly.
Well, how many images do you think in a session do you take to achieve a shot like this? You said 7 for this shot, but I'm sure there are many more images in some of these other shots. Or are you just dead on the first time?
Well, no. I mean, in this one here, I mean, we probably took anywhere from 50 to 70 different captures, and we ended up using just 7 of them. And part of, when you're looking at this image here, it's shot fairly loose, and that was to accommodate type that the creative staff was going to drop into it. So as we're producing these images, quite often we have the client here, or we're working with the clients over the internet, and as we're shooting, the client is dropping their type treatment into the image, and then we're modifying the tones of the background so it doesn't interfere with their type treatments.
Well, moving
on.
So
it's kind of hard to get it right, the first time.
Yeah, I can imagine. It just looks real complicated. But let's move on to the snakeskin bag. I mean, there's a lot of detail in this shot. And, how did lighting play a role in this shot here?
This shot is all about lighting. I mean, this is, it's all about lighting and about styling. But with this, you're looking at the product straight on. There's no movement. What makes this is solely the lighting. And to get this kind of really shimmery, shiny look, once again, utilizing the para is really key to this kind of look. And we've been talking about how the para is extremely flexible. And with this, we're actually taking the light source, and we're not bouncing it into the para. We're actually spinning it around, and it's aiming directly at the handbag. And then you have the umbrella, or the para, is still being utilized to wrap that light around the handbag.
Jim?
Hey, Mike, can you give the full name of that thing again? I didn't catch it. I want to note it. It's the para?
It's a Senar Braun Para FB. It's a parabolic umbrella.
Yeah, and this really is unlike most umbrellas on the markets. These umbrellas literally will stop anybody in their tracks if you've never seen one before. Literally, everyone who takes a look at this thing just stops and says, "Wow, what is that thing?" I mean, it is just. I mean, it itself is a piece of art. I mean,
you don't take it.
To give you some idea, the smallest of their umbrellas is about 6 feet in diameter, and the largest one is 11 feet. I mean, these things are just huge.
Wow. They're ginormous. I have another question about that.
Just outstanding.
Oh, that's good. I have another question about that purse product shot. Am I right to assume that background is a digital Photoshop kind of thing?
It actually is a shot of some wallpaper, but the background was not. You're right to assume that the background and the purse were shot as 2 separate images, and then placed together in Photoshop.
Then blended. Well, let's move on. We've got 2 more images to talk about here. And again, if you've just joined us, go to Photomall, FOTOMALL.com. Go into the Hall of Fame gallery under Herman and Stark. We're looking at a little goldfish. And there's a very dramatic effect here on the lighting that we see in the background. How did you produce that?
This image, we included this image just to sort of make a point that it's important to allow yourself to play and to experiment. One of the things about this shot is that the fishbowl was only about 6 inches in diameter. So our set was very, very small, and we knew that we needed to get a lot of dimensionality and a lot of drama going on in the background for this client. So, you know, here we are. We have this huge arsenal of lighting equipment and tools that we own, and yet we're dealing with this very, very small set. And so sometimes we find ourselves kind of having to think outside of the box. So in this particular case, we actually used the kind of flash that you would normally put on top of a normal SLR camera, you know, sort of that on-camera flash kind of unit.
Uh-huh.
But we tethered it to the camera so that we could hold it by hand and actually use that tiny light source as the light source for the shot. For other shots that we've done, we've used things like slide projectors, flashlights, fiber optic systems. So, you know, ultimately, what really matters is getting the look and feel that you want. And absolutely, positively, you know, when you're a professional and you're in an environment where you have to work quickly and you have to work efficiently, you absolutely have to have the right tool for the job. But you also have to have the flexibility to kind of think outside the box and look at what other kinds of lighting sources are out there that might help you solve a problem that you would otherwise have a hard time solving.
Jim?
Yeah, I find that so true, too. And so I'm just thinking about the balancing act between, caring about this lighting and making sure everything's exactly right, and also remaining kind of calm and friendly, especially when you're doing portrait work.
Yeah, you never want the person that you're about to photograph to think that you don't have everything under control.
Yes, exactly. And they really do seem like they like this and like working with you. You could see that in the expressions. I have a question just about workflow, if we have time, Jack.
Yeah, 60 seconds.
Okay, just real quick, do you guys have any tips about managing these images as you take them, you know, how you keep everything organized?
Oh, my God, that's like a three-hour lecture.
Okay, skip that.
I think it is very important to name your files carefully. I think it's very important to name the folders that you keep your files carefully. There are a lot of different digital asset management systems out there, but what we have found is if we really put good thought into our file naming system, we can often find things just by using the finder on the computer.
We're going to have to end it right there. You guys talk on the phone after the show.
Fantastic.
This is a great show about lighting. I'm glad you could be with us. You've stick around. We're going to talk more to Jim Mottke on the Shutterbug Magazine radio show syndicated by Brain Food Media.
If you're a professional photographer looking for a complete solution for selling your photos on the internet, you need to check out morephotos.com. With morephotos.com, you have a complete arsenal of tools to add your own photos to the front page, create a huge portfolio or gallery section to show what you can do, and even advertise your products, services, and prices. From viewing to sales, you will increase your productivity and your customer satisfaction. You'll be able to protect your photos from theft with watermarks, create different price lists for different events, build a database of your customers for mass mailings, Christmas card lists, or satisfaction follow-up. Do you want to personalize your products for your customers and skyrocket your sales? No problem. Morephotos.com can do it. You'll have everything you need to create a professional-looking website and collect the money without having to become a web designer or a programmer. Find out more by logging on to morephotos.com.
eBay sellers always ask what products to sell on eBay and where can they find them at wholesale prices. Now, WorldwideBrands.com announces their amazing answer. One Source, a new tool which gives sellers access to millions of quality products at wholesale prices. WorldwideBrands.com connects you to thousands of real, fully verified wholesale suppliers ready to work with eBay sellers or your money back, guaranteed. OneSource contains dropshippers, light bulk wholesalers, liquidators, and importers, combined with powerful market research data that helps you decide what products to sell. eBay Radio's product sourcing editors, WorldwideBrands.com, is a trusted 8-year veteran of the product sourcing industry. OneSource is the only product sourcing solution you'll ever need. Try our free preview at WorldwideBrands.com and take advantage of our limited-time introductory offer. That's WorldwideBrands.com.
Your photos should be on a postcard. Go to getcashforphotos.com and get a free 7-part course on how to select photos that sell. You can make money from photos you've already taken if you know how to select them. And that's exactly what you'll learn in How to Select Photos That Sell. You'll get surefire tips that have kept professional photographers in business year after year. Tips like what to look for in photos that double their selling price, how to beat the competition, and when you should take multiple shots of your subject. Not only will you be able to select profitable photos, you'll automatically start taking photos that sell, no matter where you are, even if you're on vacation. Imagine how you'll feel and how impressed your friends will be when they see your photo on the cover of a national magazine or on a postcard. To get your free 7-part course, go to getcashforphotos.com. That's getcashforphotos.com.
We all spend more than we should during the holidays, buying gifts and getting wrapped up in the spirit of giving. That's the good part. The bad part comes when you open your credit card bill and think to yourself, how am I going to pay this? Have you found yourself saying, if I could make just a little extra money, it would sure make life easier? If you're looking for the right opportunity to be able to work from home, be with your kids, and earn money, you owe it to yourself to log on to workfromhomewithus.com. That's right, workfromhomewithus.com. Enter your email address, view the online presentation, and decide for yourself if this is for you. Order your information kit right now and get started earning money. There's no cold calling, no selling soap to friends or family. Join thousands of people just like you that earn money from home. Log on right now and hear from real-life people who have already found success with workfromhomewithus.com. What are you waiting for? That's workfromhomewithus.com. That's right, workfromhomewithus.com.
Are you overwhelmed with all the choices for buying a digital camera? Do your eyes glaze over when reading about resolution and removable media? Well, BetterPhoto.com can help with our unique digital camera calculator. You can find your ideal digital camera in 5 minutes or less. You don't have to know squat about megapixels, histograms, or any other techno-geek features. Just click on a series of pictures so we know the kinds of photos you want to take. And in just a few seconds, you'll get an unbiased list of different digital cameras that'll be perfect for you and your budget. And we'll tell you exactly why we picked those specific cameras from the over 800 cameras in our database. You'll be absolutely sure you're getting exactly the camera you want. And best of all, it's free. Wouldn't you rather be taking pictures instead of researching cameras? Let our digital camera calculator take the frustration out of buying a digital camera. Visit BetterPhoto.com now.
Talk to me.
Information, news, and entertainment on demand.
WSRadio.com. Talk to me.
Welcome back to Shutterbug Magazine Radio, brought to you by NewDarkRoom.com, with your host, Jack Warren.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. I'm Jack, the voice of photographers, and I have with me my buddy Jim Motke, founder of BetterPhoto.com and host of the Better Photo Radio Show immediately following this show. So make sure you stay tuned right after this segment. Jim, you always talk about lighting. And,
I know, I can't help it.
And so I got these folks on who are commercial photographers. We talked about lighting today, but I had a question for you. How do you pick a direction? I mean, these guys went commercial, and I'm sorry now that I didn't ask them on the air. I asked them how they got started, but, you know, these guys have gone off, and they went into the field of commercial photography, and we know there's a whole bunch of areas to photograph. There's a lot to choose from. How
there is.
How do you pick your direction, the one that's right for you?
That's a great question, Jack. And you're right that there's so many choices. And I remember when I first got into photography 20 or so years ago, I remember the camera salesperson kind of saying, well, what kind of things do you like to shoot? And it's one of those catch-22 questions because you don't know what you like to shoot until you start really trying things and learning. But they need to know that to know what kind of camera would be best for you. And I remember just being kind of stuck in that conundrum there. But you know, as you go, you start to learn that there are definite certain paths. And Judy and Mike are masters with portraiture and still life, and they talked a lot about that. And so, you know, the best way is, I think we could just do a tour of the different things. You know, if you're open to photographing people, portraits, that kind of thing, you're probably going to make more money. And that's because there's just a lot of demand for that, you know, as opposed to, say, doing nature and landscapes. And there's demand for that, too. But there's a lot more photographers out there doing it. So there's this, you know, demand and competition issue that you have to deal with. But photographing people, there's so many different areas right in that, Jack. You got photographing portraits like Judy and Mike had, and then you also have photographing children. Kids is a huge area where you can go into. Moms always want great shots of their babies and their kids as they grow up. You can also do weddings, and of course that's a whole different arena where you're photographing people, but you're also dealing with an extremely important day, and so it becomes a very, very different endeavor. And I think a lot of people are kind of scared of photographing weddings. You know, I was reading an article the other day, Jack, and it was saying that there's a huge amount of moms with a camera kind of coming up.
Right.
Moms who buy a camera and they're taking pictures of kids, but they're a little bit more timid of photographing weddings because of that extreme pressure.
Right.
So that's another element if you're trying to consider your direction. If you love weddings and you love that day and just the beauty of it, the sacredness of it, really, and you just cherish that, and you really work well with people in a stressful situation. You know, everybody says that you're calm and collected and friendly and happy. Well, then weddings might be really good, and weddings are extremely lucrative if you do it well, if you do a great job technically, and you're also very good with people. You know, another people area that you can photograph is just corporate headshots kind of thing. And I think a lot of photographers don't really love that as much. It's the kind of thing that I think a lot of photographers consider kind of pays the bills.
Yeah, but, and I think sports, too.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. And sports is a fantastic area to get into. So, you know, it comes back to the quintessential thing that I've said before, and I'm sure I'll say it again and again, that you just find your passion and you do what you love. You know, what I do is I'm a compulsive list taker, and my wife can attest to this, that I'm always writing a list of some sort, and I like to list out periodically the different things that I'd like to shoot, and then I just prioritize it and work at what do I really want to shoot, you know, this month.
Well,
or this year.
In 10 seconds, tell us what's coming up next on Better Photo Radio.
We have a great show. We're going to be talking all about portraiture and lighting and working with Photoshop CS3 with my great instructor, Todd Morrison. It's going to be a really fun exploration of photographing kids and portraits.
Excellent. And you have the kids to photograph too, Jim. Hey.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, the three kids are keeping me busy.
All right, Jim. We'll see you next time. You've been listening to the Shutterbug Magazine radio show, but stay tuned because right up next is Better Photo Radio with Jim Mottke. We are going to be back next week with more on the Shutterbug Magazine radio show.
If you've ever thought about starting your own home-based internet business, this may be the most important message you'll ever hear. The internet is a fantasy land of get-rich schemes, scam artists, and other crooks that can't wait to rip you off and leave you with nothing to show for it. Don't let them cheat you. Find out how to start your own internet business the right way without falling into the traps that are out there waiting for you everywhere. Go to worldwidebrands.com and download the free ebook, Starting Your Internet Business Right, by Chris Malta. Chris is the product sourcing editor for eBay Radio, the host of the Entrepreneur Magazine eBiz Radio Show, and an eBay certified solution provider. Over 500,000 people have downloaded Chris's free ebook to find out the truth about internet marketing. And the good news is you can run a successful internet business from your home. Find out how with this free ebook. Go to worldwidebrands.com now.